government is to invest $840 million for the construction of 11 new modern markets in Greater Accra. The new markets will have capacity for over 25,000 sheds, which is more than 50% increase over the present 11,840 capacity in the metropolis. At a meeting between stakeholders and the AMA in Accra, the chief executive, Dr. Alfred Okovandapoy, said critics who say the project is overambitious should take a cue from the Millennium City Schools project. He said cabinet has given the approval and tender has been opened. Irabna Paha reports.
The 33rd December Makola Salaga, Malamata, London, Tuesday, Makola number 2, City Corner and Convention Center, Malam, Kaneshi and Agbogbloshie markets are the 11 markets to be constructed under the new Millennium Market Project. The facilities will have clinics, daycare centers, offices, banking institutions to serve the needs of the over 25,000 traders to occupy the market. Under a public-private partnership with the AMA, Chief Executive Alfred Okovandapoy said the project is expected to begin by June this year.
Over the years, we have all talked about the fact that markets in Accra need a new face. That markets in Accra, the time has come for these markets to be redeveloped to fit the Millennium City status of Accra. We have also, as a city authorities, considered the need for these projects to happen. We have taken it through PPP arrangements. We have worked with the leadership of the various markets. We have been able to put designs to each one of the markets that we have mentioned. There are 11 projects. The traders have been given input into the development of the designs. We have also gone through the PPP arrangement with the Ministry of Finance. The project has gone to cabinet, and we are going to ensure that each one of these markets will stand the fire at so that we will walk away from the events of our markets seeing fires and destroying properties and goods.
Dr. Vandapoy said though the project will be accompanied by some inconveniences to both traders and buyers as well as pedestrians, its overall benefits will not only improve on the economy, but give Accra a facelift to befit it as a capital.